He was baptized on the 17th of December, 1770, and was probably born the day before.
He came from a musical family. His father was a court tenor. His grandfather was a Kapellmeister, the top job. But where his grandfather was a great musician, his father was a failed musician. His mother had a strange relationship towards him. She knew he was a different child, a strange child. She found it difficult to relate to him. He was withdrawn. His father knew from the start that Ludwig was a very specially talented child musically, and he saw him as a way of making money for the family. After all, Mozart's father had done the same with him as a child. He had taken the young Wolfgang abroad to London and so on, and earned money through the child, and Ludwig's father said, I can do the same, I can really make money out of this child. And to do that, he kept him practicing. According to the children that Ludwig grew up in the same house as, the father would beat him across the hands if he didn't practice. He would keep him there till dawn. The one thing that Ludwig wanted to do was improvise, whether he was on the piano or the violin, which he was learning as well. He would improvise. He wouldn't read what was written on the paper. And his father would say, stop all this splashing around. Stick to the notes that are there. Because he couldn't understand that improvisation was in any way important or special.
Beethoven appeared to be neglected, isolated, and this may have had a great artistic importance because of Beethoven's interest in the problems of human communication and separation. I think the first evidence that Beethoven was going to be a great musician surfaced in his ability, under his teacher in Christian Neefe, to learn by memory and play in a very impressive fashion all of the preludes and fugues of Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier. And this was a cornerstone of Beethoven's musical development.
Mozart, of course, he adored. And when a new Mozart opera would come out in Vienna, the score would soon reach Bonn, and the young Ludwig would devour it. In 1787, Ludwig was 16 and a half years of age. He finally achieved his childhood ambition, go to Vienna and meet Mozart.
He played a piece for Mozart he'd specially prepared, and Mozart said, no, anyone can play that, play something else. So Beethoven did what he did best. He asked Mozart to give him a theme, any theme, and he improvised on it. Mozart said, watch out for him, one day he'll give the world something to talk about.
And it was a tragedy for Ludwig because while he was there, he received a note from his father in Bonn saying, come home immediately, your mother's dying, you cannot stay in Vienna. And he had to leave. And of course, by the time he got back to Vienna, which was 5 years later, Mozart was dead.